It's all about Suffolk. The Leslie Dolphin Show on BBC Radio Suffolk.
So continuing to look at events happening this weekend and Suffolk really waking up. A lot of our venues are opening this weekend ahead of Easter. And one Suffolk village has created a village trail that shows where the soldiers who perished in the Great War actually lived. Using heritage lottery funding, the Badwell Ash History Society are putting on an exhibition with a lot of the material they discovered. That's happening this Saturday. It's got all the details of the men who fought. Pat Monk is the chair of the society and can tell us more. Hello, Pat.
Hello.
This is such a brilliant idea. How did you come up with it?
Well, back in 2014, the centenary of the First World War, we had a new war memorial, and that was installed, a new village sign on the village green. So this is a continuation from that, really, just to show a bit more about where the men who actually went to war, not necessarily all those who perished, actually, but all the guys who were involved. We started off looking at very varied bits of information, like the Roll of Honour, which didn't tally with the plaque in St Mary's Church, the names there, and other bits and pieces online. And then, so the locals have been a bit more forthcoming, thank goodness, and they've been helpful with this. So we thought we would, it's like a sort of nature walk combined with a bit of history, and also to make people, you know, obviously a bit fit in. The work will go on our Badwell Ash Heritage website.
I think it's a lovely idea because it sort of brings it alive in a way, makes it real to actually be able to walk around the village, see various places that people lived. It brings it up to date and makes you realise that they could have been your neighbours.
Mm. I mean, all these men who went to war, whether they served properly or not, because some of them in fact weren't allowed to enlist or. What happened was, you know, they weren't fit enough. They might have varicose veins, they might have had bad feet or even bad teeth. And up until 16, I think, when the Dental Act was passed to make sure that they could recruit more because there were so many losses by that time.
I didn't realise that. How fascinating.
No, they were actually asked not to join. It was absolutely amazing. We had quite a few of those, so they say they were very keen to get involved with their chums, but they were resigned to staying here on the home front, as it were,
and keeping things ticking over here. So you've had a bit of a treasure hunt, a bit of a trail to find out more about some of the people.
Absolutely, yes. We have looked at online sites like Ancestry, Find My Past. We've also been up to the Suffolk Regiment Museum because most of the men from this area began initially with Suffolks. And then they were able to, or depending on where they were needed, they were moved to different regiments all over the country and then posted abroad. The Suffolk Regiment Museum, which is often just on a Wednesday, that's a fantastic place to go and have a look at lots of original flags, any documentation you can wish for, in linked in also to the Bury Archives. When it came to commemorating the men, we obviously just didn't want to do the work related to their war lives because they were mainly agricultural labourers beforehand. And also they went to school here in the village school, which unfortunately no longer exists. But the archives unfortunately had a big issue with their storage. Back in the autumn, the floor collapsed, and so they can't actually access any of the documents that we needed to see, but we can look in the future, so that's good.
I was going to say, at some point you're about to add to it. And I think you've had even someone from, was it California, who's been able to help out?
That's right, yes, we've had people from all over the world. I mean, this began after our 2014 new war memorial. It was something that generated interest worldwide because, of course, the web will stretch anywhere, won't it?
It's phenomenal how you can get in touch with people.
Yes, it's great. And we've also had other locals who have come out with things. I mean, it's been made a bit more difficult because the locals, there are about six or seven families who have been in the village for a long while, some of them going back sort of 500 years. And when it comes to people who they have as relatives, they give them all nicknames. So we had somebody, for example, who was called Winger. We thought, why on earth? But he'd lost one of his arm in the First World War. And apparently he was renowned for his sugar beet hoeing. He was the best guy in the village post-war as a result of that. So that's quite fun.
And can people see things like this in the exhibition? Is this the sort of
material?
Absolutely,
yes. We've printed off the exhibition. It's a little sort of pen portrait of all the guys we've found. And then there's going to be archive material available for them to see. There'll be a television with a continuous rolling images of anything connected with this and the village. So there's a lot to see, and we've also got an information desk where if anybody would like to make any more donations to us or give us anything regarding this, that would be fantastic. We have had one of our guys go and interview various locals over the last 6-8 months, and they'd also like to do recordings on Saturday if anybody is willing, if we haven't caught up with them yet.
So you've got stories to tell. So where, when, and what time this Saturday?
Right, this is between 10 and 5 at the Village Hall in Badwell Ash. And there'll be refreshments there because this is it's a Heritage Lottery funded project, and they are very supportive of this type of event. So we've been very fortunate.